KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
My guys here over on keyboards, I have Tomek. Bass, I have Aaron. Drums, we have Tommy. And we're going to play some music here. Sometimes we have Jesse Jonathan, but he is busy.
Thank you. in the studio playing Friday, opening for Monophonics. Pete, Monophonics, better than Free Reign or worse than Free Reign?
No, they got to be better than Free Reign. We're trying. You know,
not cool, man.
We like what we do, but they're a hell of a band.
They really are. What are they? Monophonics, like, it's party music.
Yeah. I think it's always been party music. You know, as far as I can tell, they used to be more groove and instrumental oriented, and then they picked up the new keyboard player singer and just kind of kicked the whole thing up a notch, you know. And that's when I got really sold on it.
That's going to be a boogie down dance party right there. Mm-hmm. Free Reign, tell us what we heard. What was the name of...
That was two songs. The first was called Real Fast Sky, and the second song was called Departure.
And these are originals?
These are originals.
How do you write them?
Oh, boy. Sit around and think of things that would be fun to play on my guitar, I guess.
You've brought out the blonde Strat. You go both ways on that. I've seen you on stage with Gibsons and
I
Fenders.
Do go both ways. I've just been liking the Strat these days, the older I get. You know, it's lighter. And I got that Les Paul, and I love it, but it's a whole other beast.
Somebody in Blue Lake, there's a citywide yard sale in Blue Lake, and somebody left a Gibson out in the sun, right? And it's hot. It's like 80, 85 or whatever. And it's like, what do you want for that guitar? They wanted $5,000. Like, that's not a yard sale. It's like eBay. All right. We got to take our first break. We have more live music from Free Reign. They're in the studio playing at the Jam on Friday. Stay tuned.
It's the summer eyewear.
I think so far things are going pretty good. The people in the chat are all saying that you guys sound good. Somebody said Jamalicious.
Tasty.
Yeah. These are hydro nugs of sound. Jamalicious. Right, can you play us some Tahoe Tweezer now? Like, when is that coming?
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh my God. Now people are making fun of me for Tahoe Tweezer. All right, so this is the part of the Free Reign set where you eschew the 4-4 time.
For starters, yeah.
For starters.
We used to eschew it quite often, but this is the first time. This is a song in 5, and...
It's not like you're going Zappa on it. Like, it's not xylophones. You're just in a non-4-4 time.
It's just enjoyable, yeah. It's a good groove.
Let's do this thing.
All right. Thank you.
Like, that was a trick. I thought you said that wasn't going to be good because it was in 7/4.
Actually, I was mistaken. That one was actually in 4.
Oh, okay.
That one was. We did one song in 5, and then that song was in standard funk 4.
Standard funk 4. You've got free reign.
Funkhauser.
You guys have been recording, right?
Yes and no. We multi-tracked our first couple shows, and I threw together a CD out of that, which I was super happy with for like a brand new project, you know. But we have yet to do like a proper studio thing yet.
If only you knew somebody who had a fancy recording studio locally, right?
We got to go to San Francisco.
Yeah, we got to go. We got to run tape, man. They got these Nev Pre's.
You know, we're looking forward to it, but we've just been really busy.
So do you want to take a break and do a couple more?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, cool. Free reign in the studio. They play at the Jambalaya on Friday night with Monophonics. If you enjoy fun, if you enjoy fun, you're going to love this show.
Hi, this is Barrett from Remote
Financing.
It's K-Hum Radio Without the Rules, 12:35. Mike here in the studio. Free reign, local music. We're about to hear a few more songs from them. Again, they play Friday. And let's do just another quick round of introductions if you're just tuning in. Let's re-meet this Fab Four. Pete Dalmolin on lead guitar. Also, anybody who knows music knows Pete. You're like one of maybe five. Like, all the great music experiences in Humboldt, the live ones, are in the hands of about five individuals. There's you, Russ Cole, Tofu Mike, and a couple other guys. Yeah. And just on behalf of music fans, thanks for making good mixes over the years.
You're welcome.
All right, you've got your band here. I'm just going to call it. I'm going to say that you're the John Lennon,
all right,
of Free Reign.
Uh-huh.
Who is the Ringo?
That's pretty obvious.
Atomic. That's right. Atomic on keys.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a Ringo. See. Now we're down to just now George and Paul.
We're judging to how many fights we get in. Let's see here. The quiet one. I don't, Tommy, you know the...
Tommy, are you the quiet one or are you the cute one?
If he wants to be Paul. We got George on bass over here. George on Luke sometimes.
All right. So how would you describe your sound, by the way? How about by playing music and then we can do it ourselves?
Yes.
Let's do that. Free Reign live in the K-Hum studio, playing Friday at the Jam.
Thank you. know if you were going to go into something else after that. It's like, oh, this is where they go space.
We free reign. It's all up in the studio. Pete, could you? Y'all are in 100 bands collectively. Who are the side projects involved with this band?
Who are the other bands? Aaron on bass and Tomek on keyboards are in Mugatu, and also in Helikinetic, which is, well, you guys can say what that is.
Another side project.
That's a dancey beats kind of thing. Tommy is in Bump Foundation. Sometimes Silver Hammer, Unstable Table,
a whole bunch of jazz.
What's jazz?
Well, son.
Hey, Tommy, when is Bump Foundation going to, can I turn the screws? When is Bump going to play here?
Oh, man,
what's it going to take?
I would love to. I have to do it on a vacation day or something. But yeah, man, I would absolutely love to play down here with Bump.
You burn a vacation day and you get out here, okay?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, cool.
Here.
And then Aaron on bass, let me ask you a question. If you could swing the mic over to Aaron. Because Mugatu is, you know, basically, I don't know, live electronic music. Like, how would you...
Yeah, it's kind of along the same lines. You know, it's just kind of live dance party music. It has a little electronic vibe to it, but mostly like funk,
okay.
Kind
of. Now, you record a lot of digital stuff and a lot of, like, beats.
Yeah, that's what the Helikinetic is. It's not too digital. It's half digital, half live instruments and stuff, trying to kind of mix, blend the two.
As a youth, were you a bassist?
No, I started as a guitar player when I was about 6th, 7th grade.
And then when did you switch to bass?
Probably about 4 or 5 years after that. Bass just made more sense to me. Liked it better. Probably a lot of... Same story for a lot of people.
So
you know?
here's the question then. Now, bass made more sense to you then. Does electronic music make more sense to you now?
Yeah, because I'm more rhythmically. That's like what I'm more feel like the rhythm of stuff. So it's a lot easier. I like making drum beats and doing all that. And kind of, you know, kind of just makes more sense to me than like the mathematical part of the music.
Plus, it seems like you're in control of just an orchestra's worth of sound when you've got your rig set up.
Probably. Yeah, Helikinetic's a 3-piece, but we can make it sound like a 30-piece if we wanted to. We don't, but we could.
You don't want to.
Yeah, that's just too much, but, you know.
Well, Free Reign again, they're in the building playing on Friday at the Jambalaya, opening for Monophonics. That is going to be a hot show.
Excited.
I would say, like, what you want to do if you're going to go see Free Reign and Monophonics is start hydrating, like, late Thursday night. Like, a lot of, like, get that, what's that stuff called?
Water, is it?
No, not water. It's better than water.
Like, from the toilet?
it's got what plants crave.
People start drinking Brondo.
what do they call it? Gucanade? They changed the name of Gucanade. It's a sports drink. Just be ready to dance.
Be ready. It's going to be hot.
We got time for, what do you want, one or two?
Shooting for two, so we'll try to move it right along.
Make it happen.
All right. Golden Boy, Earworm. Yep.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.